Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, and we all use he, him pronouns. One of our Vonses is very excited about his cure. Maybe it's working. That's good news. The other Vons is he's hanging out with people doing some IRL Minecraft, although he's not entirely aware of Minecraft yet. Base is building. Yeah, he's hanging out with automatons, so that's fun.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, and that's it. I use she, they pronouns, and so does Jesse. And we're both like, holy shit, that's a wolf, not a shadow.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, and we both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy's thrilled that this is working, but there are a lot of other questions to be asked.
And I'm Wit. I play Crix and Steamboat Willie, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic and college student. And we all use he, him pronouns. And my intro is getting so long. And they are jazzed that we are seeming to be reaching a denouement.
What's a denouement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No, what's is not a denouement. What's is a contraction.
How does one describe what a denouement is?
It's an ending. It's an ending. It's an ending.
It's like a,
or you know, a wrap.
It's like the wrap up
of a big,
like an arc.
Yeah.
Or like a beat.
I'm going to say arc, yes. Campaign, no, probably.
Right.
No.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean that.
Depends on how poorly we manage to land the arcs.
What a way to end.
And they all died in a crash.
Maybe that's the thing that Wit had a dream about.
Can we Akira bike slide the arcs?
Well, I mean, like, that's kind of seems like what happened at the...
Yeah, the one into the ocean. Yeah.
The one into the ocean.
Yeah.
At any rate, if you get a chance, you should review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. We had found the place with the honey, and so we scooped up Vons from the boat and returned to the Jenkies, where a cure continued to be researched. The Shadow Wolf was doing worse again, and Shad seemed healthy, but was spending all of their time staring at the wall that they share with the wolf. While all of the scientists were sciencing, Jesse, Gatsby, Steamboat Willie, and Frymeath went to the second base to meet up with Mitt and Jaspar. We made it there in one day, and there were a lot of people there. Some people who seemed like they were surface people, some people from Defended Delves, including Green and Alara, and they found Jasper and Green in the Situation Room. They're making the forward base that we all talked about. Everyone was helping. Gatsby figured out a little bit about how the bots work. It's a combination of magic and mechanics. And it seems like the next time that Vaughn sees Mitt and Green, there might be some awkward conversations to be had, because they had a weird vibe around Gatsby, who looks just like Vaughn's. We eventually returned to the Jenkies via teleportation circle that is now completed, and the scientists administered the potion to the wolf and then the Ruladrin to activate the potion, and the wolf growl and whined, and then in a flash of light, it was just a wolf again.
These sound just like Jefferson Airplane lyrics.
Yeah, I guess. I can't disagree, honestly.
And the Shadow Wolf.
And the scientists administered the potion. And then the Ruladrin to the Shadow Wolf. The wolf it growled and whined. And then, in a flash of light, it was just a wolf again.
Oh, god damn it.
You were the one who said it.
I know.
You are the one who said it.
Yeah, I've only myself to blame.
Lame.
So, you are all in front of an observation enclosure that now has a disgruntled wolf in it. It looks upset, but it is no longer covered in shadow corruption, so that's probably something worth noting.
Jesse bangs on the glass of Shad's enclosure.
Oh, that's fine.
No.
I thought you were going to harass the wolf.
No, she's going to harass the fucking shadow corruption because she hates it. Hey, can you hear it now?
Jesse, make a charisma check.
Yeah, no shit. That's a 16.
Shad ignores you.
Sure.
That's approaching passing, but I bet he heard you.
Oh, probably. You probably saw some head movement. You're pretty sure that Chad heard you, but
I'm sure
you get no answer from him.
Yeah.
I'm like, apparently I don't speak its fucking language. Somebody else want to ask?
The wolf?
No, Shad. But Shad. None of us. Well, okay. I'm gonna ask Shad.
Yeah. I can do. Okay. Oh, I wonder if comprehend languages would work. I'm going to cast comprehend languages on Shad. Oh, I'm going to cast comprehend languages and then try to talk to Shad.
Grix, make an intelligence check.
Okay.
As you cast this.
Okay. Ooh, 16 prime.
Okay. You cast comprehend languages. How do you start trying to communicate with Shad now that you've cast the spell? Asking questions, you know.
Well, he's always seemed to understand us. They've always seemed to understand us.
Right. I'm curious what they are supposed to be responding to right now.
Sure.
So you've cast the spell. I just don't know what you're asking.
I'm saying, do you understand the wolf now? Do you see what's happened? I'm also opening up to the group that I can translate now, if that is indeed the case. I'm mostly testing to see if this works, and then if it is, I will relay whatever Wealthy is trying to say. Or Jesse.
Okay, so Shad looks at you for a second, kind of shifts around, and then starts trying some gestures, and that comprehend language is working overtime to do this much, but tries a few things, and you, I guess, hear or at least understand very clearly, like, yes, no, degrees of a thought, things like that. Kind of points over towards the wolf and makes a waving noise near their ear, and you can't hear it, but basically it's giving you a definitive translation of its gestures, but you aren't getting a real, like, language. And based on this in your past experience, you would guess that it needs to be a true blue psychic connection to communicate on a high level with the corrupted creatures.
And now it's been a long ass time. I don't remember if I cast, detect thoughts on Shad? And if so, how did that go?
I don't remember if you did, but historically it's
you
gone.
You did great. Not.
Okay. It's generally gone bad when I've cast it on the shadow people.
Yeah. And it's not to say it will always go bad. It's just, it's a save, basically.
Yeah. Shad is mildly shielded, right? So I do get like advantage or something or a bonus.
Or it's less difficult, but yeah.
Right. Y'all got anything important you want to say to him? Them? I'd rather not do this unless we got something specific we're trying to do.
I mean, we'd like to try the cure on Shad, too. Do we have enough cure for Shad?
Yes.
Neat. Maybe some permission to do that would be great. I mean, he's already kind of given us permission in previous episodes, but you know, it's been some episodes, so.
You want to get honeyed?
Cox heads to the side. You get the very clear. What?
Get all sticky. Get all sticky and fixed.
You want to stop being an abomination there, bud?
Yeah.
Someone flipping the bird requires no translation.
I mean, they do it different in London.
Do enjoy that Jesse has like one major character flaw, which is she is a total bigot about shadow corrupted in her defense.
So that's fighting gestures.
I mean, in her defense, she has been fighting them her whole life.
Well, maybe now we don't gotta.
Hard to say.
I'm really like, yeah, you want us to like see if this works on you and see if you can break the connection. You were kind of into that before. We don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do.
You get a tentative yes.
All right.
I mean, not an enthusiastic yes.
Nope.
Does he need, like...
Now we're good.
Some cuddling first or something?
No, it's a shot. You don't like a shot. Who likes a shot?
I love shots.
Not those kinds of shots.
I heard Arasene really liked a shot, too. I don't know very much about her. She does seem like she liked a shot.
Were you going through a diary or something?
How do you know? No, we were at the place a while back. Bar.
Oh, that's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a very long time since I went to a bar.
Yeah. Feels like a queer trick-or-treating last time. Something.
Do you have a dream about that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very strange dream.
Oh, get out of my head.
I like kind of wish that I had gone to visit my family, but...
Point of order, didn't somebody get something that they kept that Ian said they... Was that Vaughn's?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Did Vaughn's write that down? Vaughn's, and if so, what was that?
It was a can or a container of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which Vaughn's you do still have.
Yeah.
Vaughn's should write that down.
And he has no idea where this container of chocolate came from. Yeah, I need to transfer it over. Yeah. Vaughn's has no idea where this container of chocolate came from. Wait, is this like, we didn't get into a lot of detail on the chocolate. Is this like powdered
literally
baker's
the
chocolate?
Only thing that we were told was that it was a container of chocolate.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah, it's probably essentially, like, you know, chocolate, cocoa powder, something like that. Something that'd be extremely shelf stable.
Yeah.
But like also worth its weight in gold.
Probably.
If not more.
But yeah, Vaughn's, you were just doing stuff and it showed up in your hand.
Oh, dear God. Somebody needs to take this away from him.
Yep. I got it.
we'll just hide that in the ingredients list here. And
I'm really excited for Grix to invent the mocha.
So Vaughn's has like a weird collection of random shit in here.
And we're supposed to be shocked by this?
Yes, we're aware that Vaughn's has a lot of shit in his bag that he
Vaughn's is a hoarder.
Yeah, it's
remember that it's there.
Remains of various snakes, guts, mushrooms, saffron for some reason.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Although I suspect a lot of this, some kind of prickly fruit.
Actually, I think that the saffron also came out of the Mafenwy estate.
It may have.
Yes.
During lockdown, maybe?
It's the most expensive spice.
Yeah, that would make sense if you stole it when you guys were all trapped in the Mafenwy estate overnight.
Over multiple nights?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite
whatever.
A while.
The time with the math.
It was a fucking while.
Yeah. At some point, he's going to figure out some kind of wacky-ass cake out of all of this. He just needs some, like, flour, I think. Flour and eggs and guts. It'll be great. Okay, so let's, I guess we get started with this cure attempt. This dude seems into it. Sure, it'll be fine.
All right. Make a new intelligence check.
Get my good die. Sorry, this thing definitely
rolls
better than the
other one. Not have a good die before?
No, he's been using his worst die this whole time.
Yeah, I've been using this one primarily for like a year, and it always does me favors. It's been incredible so far. Also, it's very legible.
Add a d6 to whatever you roll.
Good call. That wasn't great. Okay, all right. So 6 on the 20, 3 on the 6, that's 9, plus 9 for the level is 18, and it's intelligence?
Yep.
So that's plus 1, that puts us at 19. It is a prime.
It is. All right, so you are going to go and dose up Shad. And do you think you've got the dosage correct? Who wants to do the injection?
I didn't think it was an injection. Yeah,
who wants to go in the enclosure?
I think we had to like
with the
feed
scary
it to
thing
the wolf, right?
And give it two different oral medications spaced apart.
Yeah, sure. I've had a good rapport.
And you've got a metal arm. You're fine.
Yeah.
I think Jesse is going to insist on going in there with you.
Okay.
So it's time to make Jesse roll to keep her shit together. But all right. Grix?
She's not afraid of them when she has to fight them.
It's more you going off for an unjustified reason.
Oh.
Was what I was thinking.
Oh, that's a restraint. Yeah.
She can control herself.
All right. Grix?
Yeah.
Make your own intelligence check just for spacing these out, right?
Oh, very good roll. 19 on the die, 29.
All right. You go, you give the shad, you give them the relodrin, and you know, appropriate amount of time later, and then you back the hell out of the room, close the door. Shad rolls the thing. Shad rolls incredibly mediocrely.
Those are clearly 16 millimeter dice, too, by the sound of it.
Let's see. Sorry. Figure something out. Lucky roll. Okay.
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're rolling on those syllable dice you have to make up their name.
No, I was rolling to see how well Shad handled the presumably traumatic thing of having something that is tied into your entire system burned out of you all at once.
Oh, no.
The sensation of being deborged.
God, I was worried about torture before.
Oh, yeah. So good news, bad news.
Uh-oh.
The shadow corruption appears to go away.
Woo!
And Shad collapses to the floor.
Oh, no.
Like, right. Good collapses to the floor?
Or... unconscious, dead, something like that. You're on the other side of a window. You can't tell.
Well, I don't. I'm there. I cast cure light wounds.
Vaughn's gestures slap him with his paw.
What kind of person was under all of that shadow?
The nearly dead kind?
A very pretty one, apparently.
Ian is rolling the stats all at once right now.
I was just trying to decide if I actually wanted to do this, but I've envisioned Shad like this in my head for a while. So, did you ever want an elf with, long golden blonde hair who's just checking all the Bishonen checkboxes in virtually every way? Because that's who you got.
Wonderful.
But yeah. Grix, you think you have stabilized this person? And they just need some time, basically. Like, you're pretty sure any physical injury has been healed, but they're still unconscious. But it could just be a give them, an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to suggest that we take them to the nearest bunk.
No.
Nope.
Vaughn's gestures blanket and leave him. We don't know for sure. Like the smoke is off and everything. We don't know what kind of person this was before they got all spookified.
Yeah, but like.
Let's toss in a pillow. Sure.
Even spookified, they've been chill.
Jesse will stay in there with them, even if because now that they're not now that they don't have the shadow around them, she's not afraid.
All right.
I will. Wealthy will stick around too.
Avance is going to make nachos and watch from the other side of the glass.
Okay, you guys got a pillow, you got a blanket, you wait.
Uh-huh.
And Vaughn, you got your nachos already. You're crunching. Nice. Everyone else is inside. And eventually, the creature, I suppose, still known as Shad, wakes up.
Oh, hey.
Uh-huh.
How many of you speak Elvish?
Yo.
I believe I speak Elvish.
You definitely do.
You definitely speak Elvish.
Because this came up in a previous episode, which is why I remember so clearly.
Several times.
Yep, I speak Elvish.
Jesse does not.
Okay, Greeks, you understand, and Wealthy, you understand, and Vaughns, you don't speak Elvish, right?
I don't think so. I can't even find the spot where I wrote down my shit for that. That's on here somewhere.
I think you just speak Common and Foxfolk.
I know that I also speak Thieves' Cant.
Okay. So Wealthy and Greeks.
Yeah.
You understand.
Yeah.
What this person is saying.
Yeah.
Which okay. Roughly translates to, my head. Wait, shit, I can't see. Where the fuck am I?
Oh, no.
All in very elegant older Elvish. That's the rough translation.
Oh, interesting that they don't have an awareness of why they can't see.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? You okay?
No.
How you feeling?
Like I got burned through my entire body, but not in a permanent way.
Yeah, that's fair. Just lay there. Just chill out for a while. Rest. You're okay. You're safe. Everything's all right.
Hey, what's your name?
What language are you saying that in?
Oh, Common.
I will. I'll ask that question in Old Elvish.
If they don't respond.
Yeah. So there's a beat, and then Wealthy asks it in Old Elvish, and you get a Suyal. S-U-Y-A-L.
You're gonna sue us all? Well, fuck you, buddy.
I mean, they've been through a lot.
My full name is like 10 syllables longer.
No, that's fine. I was just, this was, a bit.
Now you have to explain bits to them, and that's probably gonna take you down this whole improv road.
I mean, at least they'll be amused.
And probably more likely to yes and.
Oh. Do you remember the world ending?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fuzzy right now, but yeah.
Yeah. So we're some of the survivors of that. That was a couple hundred years ago. And we just think that we've discovered a cure, and you're the first person that we cured. So congrats, you're going to be famous.
After a wolf.
Person.
Because, you know, we tested it first.
Yeah.
Is the wolf okay?
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't have done like that if the wolf hadn't been. Okay. We would have got more wolves.
I mean, the wolf, like, kind of didn't seem like he was doing great, like, right after, but...
Well, not great.
We're still in the first 24 hours.
Yeah. Breathing.
But hey, prior to this, you were dead, so...
Eyes could focus on things. That's important.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
We're made of smoke. I wonder what happened to the Shad personality.
I will dismiss.
Okay.
Suddenly there's the ethical question of what happens to the shadow corrupted personality and whether or not we destroyed that.
Ah, yes. A real Tuvix situation.
All right. So you have these deep thoughts that you potentially should have considered earlier.
No, it's not. When you remove the tapeworm, fine.
Yeah, finish the sentence.
You don't wind up with like a binary conversation method to communicate with tapeworms.
Eh? I don't know. Anyway, how's our new friend doing?
Looking confused as you guys have a conversation in a language they don't speak about tapeworms.
Well, they can see.
But
now,
they could understand tapeworms?
Yes. They don't even know that much. I'm framing it for the listener, you see.
Jessie points to herself and she's like, Jessie.
Oh.
She doesn't like raise her voice, just she like emphasizes the sounds in her name.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Real.
Well, if you get in a side glance and see y'all going. Okay, so she's indicating her name is Jessie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking hilarious that Jessie just said her name and no one else has volunteered theirs.
How about the fox folk?
Yeah, that's Jessie.
Looks between Wealthy and Grix, the people who can provide.
Ah, that's Vons, and that's Wealthy, and I'm Grix. And those are the Jankies, and those are the college students. They'll introduce themselves later. I think some of them speak Elvish. They have to speak Elvish in college, right?
Yeah, Elvish is like Latin.
Yeah. That's Arab. Hang on. Frymeath. But he's not from around here.
He's from around here. I mean, kind of. Some of him. I'm not sure.
Nah.
So yeah, that's us, and we've cured you. Congrats.
Hey, I'm here too.
Oh yeah,
not even invisible anymore. Jeez, this is in decent Elvish.
Wow, of course Gex can speak Elvish.
You need it to understand some of the actings. Anyway, sorry, I just wanted to yell. Keep going.
Yeah. So that's us.
And. What do you remember from before you were overtaken by the corruption?
Well, there was this corruption going across the entire, you know, continent, and they were all very scared running away from it, mostly.
Jessie asks Gex to translate into her ear very quietly, so she knows what's going on.
Gex tugs Vons by the pant leg over to next to Jessie, and then does it for both of you.
Okay. So we can understand what they're saying.
Yes, you can now all understand this conversation.
Well, but you have to interpret it through Gex's colloquialisms.
You know what? Jessie's fine with that.
It works well enough that we don't have to worry about the various shifts in meaning.
We don't have to worry anymore about who knows what information and who's speaking what language, and can all just actually have a fucking conversation.
Yes.
Like people.
But yes, it was sweeping up from the southeast. My unit apparently didn't do very well, so that's lovely.
Your unit? Hey, do you know, I say the name of the person from the recording who I forgot and can look up, but it will take a minute.
Sammy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that was like thousands of years later.
Well,
like,
I don't know.
Fair enough. How do you know?
Wait, what? What do you mean that was thousands of years later? How do you know when Shad was nicked?
Because it's been 500 years since the launch.
No, but we don't know where Shad came from.
I guess fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know how long Shad has been Shad.
It's a very small chance, but yes.
Fair. Sorry. All right. I've made a lot of leaps in logic, I think, perhaps. And I apologize for
it's fine
treating those as canon.
But no, I don't know that person.
Okay.
Do you know anything about a valley where the corruption hadn't touched?
No.
What's your unit? Where are you from?
You know, I was assuming we were still on Keelandril, but I'm realizing I don't know that.
Oh, the other Frymeath is from Keelandril, too. Shit, Jesse doesn't know that. Fuck. God damn it. Sorry. No, that's not true. No, Jesse didn't say that.
I mean, that's certainly where I was when my unit got caught up with. We were a scouting unit.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that place a long time ago, back when we were... Oh, did we go there?
Aren't we technically on Keelandril right now?
Fred Jenkins probably around is like, you are there right now.
Oh.
Oh, that's the now place.
Well, you know, I don't know much about geography.
Okay, so where are you all from? Because apparently it's not here.
We're from the Arcs. It's a mountain in the sky. It's flying around.
All right, that place.
Oh, you know it? There's a lot of them. There used to be a lot of them.
We heard about it. It was a fallback position, but we didn't make it. And
yeah.
Now I'm just getting this gut instinct of trying to get into it over and over again.
Yeah, that was probably you.
Oh, yeah.
Attacking us.
Because we like get attacked there a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Following that train of thought, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that all of you weren't constantly talking for the last some vague number of years.
No, that was you connected with the high mind of the thingaroo.
No, I'm like pretty quiet most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is strange.
Yeah. They were all up in your brain.
I think my brain kind of misses it. I don't know.
Oh, weird. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Well, imagine it as if you lived near the ocean and heard the waves every day and then moved.
Yeah.
Inland. It feels like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's like a really nice way to think about it.
Well, listen, if you hang out here with the Jenkies, like they argue like at a low level nonstop.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. 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 Could be a replacement. Or you could just come up to the Arcs and like hang out in the
dumpster. There's lots of noise there.
You spend time in a dumpster.
Yeah, they got good nachos.
What?
I fucking love their nachos.
With a mouthful of nachos, Fonz hears the word nachos and still perks up.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you're from the Arcs.
Yep.
Or I guess Arcs Multimus, probably, if it's the one I'm thinking of.
Yep. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, which other ones?
We didn't really get the names of the other ones. We were a scouting unit. We were barely in touch with people half the time. And get a lot of news, and I think your Arcs is the one that was from this continent, so we weren't close enough to any of the other ones. Granted, this isn't a large continent island thing.
Oh yeah, AEO was real big.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we just got back from there, actually. It's where we got the honey to make your potion-y thing.
Huh. Well, okay.
Are you like okay, man?
Well, I was going to ask, how long have you been up in the Arcs?
Oh, like
500 years.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I'm about 500 years out of date, except for the thoughts I can feel circling around right where I can't quite get to them.
Wait, you can still feel the shadow corruption?
Not actively.
But like the memory of it.
Yes. And
yeah. Yeah.
I'm still sorting it out, but
yeah,
it felt like I knew a lot all at once, and now I don't. And so trying to remember some of that stuff is apparently going to be difficult, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I think I knew how to play harp.
Play the harp?
Yeah, or someone did.
Oh, sure.
You could learn how to play the harp again.
Yeah.
Maybe like muscle memory or something could like, you know, help.
Maybe. But first, could I get some clothing? Now that this blanket isn't perfectly comfortable.
Yeah, sure. We get clothing. We get
other like
sundries.
We get a tunic and some breeches or something.
I think we don't want
drink.
Yeah, some food, everything, a lot of things to make them comfortable, but
okay,
to not let them out of the room quite yet until
we're like, sure.
That okay.
They're definitely not going to go back.
This is a quarantine situation. Yeah.
You get them some food, some clothes, you know, wash up, water. But they're pretty tired and are going to just pass out again for a while unless you actively keep them up.
No, I don't think we need to keep them up.
Not in a collapse kind of way, just in a like, I need to sleep for like 14 hours kind of way.
Sure.
Sure. I think we should not. I think we should let them sleep. And then I think we should, like, you know, see if there's something else to do. Sure. Like, what's the next thing? Other than going back to the Arcs.
Well, when we go back to the Arcs, we should have a plan. Like, what are we've learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who do we talk to? How do we pass off this information? Yeah.
Oh, we should get Jaspar to come. I bet Jaspar would want to talk to pretty old elf man.
I'm thinking that we probably ought to take this to Frymeath.
Like Frymeath on the Arcs, you mean?
Arcs Frymeath, yes.
Cool. Jesse turns to Frymeath from the Green Day Frymeath and goes, hey, so we've like been able to avoid you having to like have a nickname for a while, but like, what do you want us to call you when there's two of you?
Frymeath.
Any amendments to it at all?
Not yet. I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, cool. I mean, like, if it would make you feel better, you could call me a nickname too.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Nickname selection is an important and delicate process.
I could just give you a nickname. Does that sound okay?
No, that's usually how it goes the worst. If my time in college was anything to go by.
Oh no, what did they call you in college?
Shame, it's a mystery that's been lost to time, known only to me in this universe, and you never get to find out.
Aw, bummer. But I've been so nice to you.
You have, and I appreciate it. But I've just always gone by Frymeath.
Okay. What if I just called you, like, FM?
You don't have radio here, so...
No, what's that?
Less complicated than you'd think, but more complicated than we have time to go into.
Well, that's not any kind of a... That's like a negative... That's like a negative explanation.
No, actually, I think we all want to hear Frymeath explain how frequencies work.
Grick sits down cross-legged.
It's a way of transmitting audio over long distances using electronic signals.
Oh, now explain electronics.
I cast message and go like this?
Not quite, because I imagine that didn't have to go through the air between us.
It did. Like, what? What else did it go through?
Is it like when you're like really far away and like someone yells to you and then like it takes a long time for you to hear them, but like you can see that they said something?
It's like if someone was speaking in a room halfway across the world and you could hear it in your ear almost instantaneously.
Kind of like an echo?
Your message is probably the closest thing to use as an analog here.
No, we're going to keep hashing this out.
No, I think Jesse's cool.
Who wants to learn about the atmosphere and waves reflecting off of it? This will take a very long time.
What does FM mean?
Frymeath. Now.
See, she has it. Apparently I'm FM now.
Yay. See, I knew we'd find a good nickname for you.
I'm so glad.
So, FM, when we get it back...
Did you all not just cure, at least in a test case, the giant corruption plague thing that has
been... Yeah, yeah, we solved all the problems in the last 500 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're real cool.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said that.
But the thing is, like, that doesn't, like, really do anything until we, like, figure out how to get it to everybody. Like, I don't think you know, man, but, like, I heard how they captured this shit. And it's, like, hard, man. Like, it's really hard. And I'm pretty sure it's not all gonna be, like, so, I want to take the stuff. That makes me not me anymore.
So you need a different delivery system?
Damn, makes it sound like a war crime.
We're not
Kelly,
going through this
please,
again.
We can't have this conversation again. We were very happy to have it the first time. Please.
no, we're not going to have that conversation again.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, we got to find like a different way to deliver it. I mean, now that we have it in like one form, maybe we'll be able to find it in a different, like, maybe the smart people will be able to figure out how to do something else with it.
Yeah, but like,
grad students and the Jinkies all look at each other just like, sure, yep.
we got like 80% of the way there. Like, we don't have to do the whole thing. Hopefully there's somebody else who can like handle logistics and stuff.
You know who's like really good at that?
Huh?
No, like, it's my wife works for Bartels. And they're like really good at like, you know, big volumes and stuff. Wow.
Wait, Bartels? Fryman says, squinting suspiciously.
Yeah, Bartels.
Are they also a? You know what? Never mind.
They're like a big apothecary. There's like a bunch of locations all over the city.
Fewer now.
Huh.
Yeah, fewer now. They got really shitty at a certain point, but you know, sorry, Jesse wouldn't have that opinion. Never mind. Because her wife works for them.
Huh? They're great, and you enjoy the employment they give your wife. Yes. And the fulfilling work she is allowed to do. Big smile.
No, but for real, she actually really does love her job, so.
Yeah.
This is like the ideal world.
Yes.
And Adam hasn't said anything about Bartels, which makes me wonder if he has disappeared.
No, I'm still here. What?
And he doesn't have an opinion on Jesse suggesting that Bartels help with the, like, manufacturing or...
No, it's Vons that has the opinions.
Yes, but Vons is here.
Yes, but Vons...
We're all back together.
And can use his word hold to say things.
Vons is preoccupied with the
his word nachos. Hole is largely filled with nachos, yes, but
that's never stopped him before.
That's literally never stopped him before. That's true.
That's fair. Prepare to get covered by nacho bits as he speaks through them and they project out of his face.
Yeah, we understood. Yes.
Okay. Vons likes this idea, actually. Because then we get to take over Bartels, right? We get to make them like do what we say.
Yeah, we nationalize it
or cityfy it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just have to ask, who are you and what have you done with Vons?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, very.
I mean, Vons is still holding on to the patent.
Oh my God.
What kind of conspiracy theorist are you?
We all checked that weird paper that Vons had us all sign. He said it was our bar tab.
Which is weird because you haven't been to a bar in months.
No, this is a long time ago at the Fermenting Fox.
Okay. NDA, yep. Just right at the start.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We're on to something big.
Okay, so your plan, as I understand it right this second, is to go, hey, Jankies and grad students, please work on finding a more efficient delivery system for this.
Well,
and that's the end of what I understand of the plan so far.
No, I mean, yes, them too. But I also think that we should go up to the Arcs and tell an adult.
So tell somebody with a little bit of authority. Yes.
Hard to trust adults up there.
I know, but like.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just like trying to think of how to say what Aaron feels. While speaking as Jesse, because those two things are not the same. Yeah, just like think it would be like a good idea to like, you know, make the I mean, like we need somebody to make more honey or like, you know, help us with the bees, be a bee husbander. So like we need somebody to like help with the bees.
That's amazing. She forgot how to say beekeeper.
I don't think so. She's all about spouses.
Hive consort.
Hive consort. I love it. And then like also like we need that's most of it. we need more honey. No matter what we're doing, we need more honey. And like if you know Bartels could like, I don't know,
front the bill.
Front the bill and like make it faster or easier to like keep it going, keep the cure going, like make more cure. And, you know, Jenkies and grads are like figuring out how to make it like not a thing that you have to like ask and then like wait and then like, oh, did it work? And, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah. No, I think we definitely need help.
Because like ideally, probably it would be good if like we could just like shoot it at someone and, you know, one of the shadow corruption and like make it a person again.
Yeah, like if the arcs could just like missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, just like kind of carpet bombing the world below with.
Right.
Isn't there that like giant boat? There's like a flying boat.
Yeah.
Y'all yep. did a thing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we use that? I don't want to talk about that.
Why? It seems like a really good tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Could do.
Sorry, Kelly.
No, that was like, wealthy. That was totally wealthy.
Yeah.
But like, it's a really good tool, though. So like, what if we use that? We could fly to like where they're like, you know, like their headquarters.
We don't know where their headquarters are.
We could fly around and find him.
Well, we do have somebody who can navigate.
Oh, Harper?
Yeah.
Hey.
Is she gonna help us again?
It went so well for her the first time. It didn't go too badly.
She got a ton of money from hanging out with us, right? From loot.
Her ship also got wrecked 1.5 times.
Yeah,
three
ships.
But that you know, she was going to be in trouble no matter what.
No, she wasn't.
Any talking you walk away from.
So don't let Grix pilot the flying ship, is what I'm hearing.
I don't know. I learned how to sail. I could do it probably.
Yeah.
Jessie didn't really learn how to sail. She just wants to be helpful.
Jessie knows how to adjust sails when given instructions to do so.
Yes, that.
That's probably like 30-40% of sailing.
It is. Out.
I doubt we'll have that much trouble getting Harper to help us.
Yeah.
Inventory flying boats are pretty good.
Also, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's
like,
a great thing to put on your resume.
Flying boat is very cool. Yes, because Harper needs more things on her resume.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Subject of the AN logbook is not enough.
Commander of a fleet.
Commander of Harper's fleet is not enough. No, she needs to also captain a flying boat.
Well, you know.
Also, like, can Wealthy get, like, more, like, magic missile?
Yes. We have the money now. We have plenty of money
now. Yes, we have plenty of money. I can go have the Wand of Magic Missile reloaded.
Note to self, charge more than originally planned.
We can get so many wands now, it will just ruin the game.
Assuming there are wands to buy, which is a big assumption. But all right, so the plan is to go back to the Arcs.
Yes.
Find beekeepers and be like, help, we need your help gathering more honey and dealing with all these bees. Also, we found bees. That's probably an important detail.
We'll take you to the bees.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You are going to go and try to get access to the boat, it sounds like.
Yeah. Should we just talk to like the council? Should we just try to make a appointment with the council and get them to like, I don't know, either take this over or give us some sort of authority?
I do think it would be good if we could at least get them to like
sign be off. Like,
yes, we know that you are doing this thing and we are supportive of it.
Yeah.
If nothing else,
we're not going to shoot you when you come back home.
Yes, it feels occasionally very much like we're trying to keep this a secret. That seems less than ideal, actually, at this juncture.
Probably.
Which is why I think we ought to go to Frymies with it. He can at least bring it up to the council and not make us look like we're complete.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't disagree with that, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Adam, thoughts?
Adam was gone. There was a VRB in the chat. So.
Oh, sorry.
But Adam now he's not back.
But probably missing some context.
Well, it sounds like we're talking about going to. So last I heard, we're talking about going to Frymeath with this concept of let's like total picture this in like a real wrap up-y kind of way.
Yeah,
we're talking about heading back to the Arcs. Then. if we're doing this in order, probably talking to the council to see if we can get the Artels to get in on mass manufacturing of this solution. Of course, we're still going to have to get that bee husbandry, as we called it earlier, figured out. Don't know if that can happen down here or if we need to arx that shit. Maybe we try both and see what works better. And then
once exporting bees up to the arcs. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I think probably down there is best.
We said that we would bring back bees, mm-hmm. but since we found the spot that has bees and it's deserted and has basically the perfect infrastructure think it would just be better to export the bee husbands.
And then get the honey through the
right.
Yeah. Basically farm the honey on the ground in the valley and then
teleport the honey.
And teleport it back.
Right. So that sounds good. Let's bring some bees anyway, because hell, bees are money up there.
We didn't bring any bees.
Ah, shoot.
We have no way to transport bees.
Yeah, we couldn't, but we didn't think we could really.
This also means we have to find a way to quickly get to where the bees are.
We can do that now that we know where we're going.
Yeah. And I would assume that the Jenkies know how to build teleportation circles. So if we needed to have a teleportation circle from the arcs to the valley.
Yeah. We can just set up a Stargate system.
I feel like we could just do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sure. Why not? Okay, cool. So that gap is great. And then the council gets to have BRTELs do the mass production of this thing. We're still trying to figure out an inoculation, right?
Because we're trying to find an inoculation, and we're trying to find an inoculation and also a more involuntary way to remove the shadow corruption using this particular kind of cure, because currently you kind of have to have the at least some kind of buy-in from the shadow corrupted,
and it's got to be it's like a two-stage system too.
Yeah,
so that's a challenge,
which is why we were saying if we could find something, we'll take the boat and mist it over the shadow corrupted stronghold.
Well, what you do is you put it in the water supply somehow.
I mean, yes, but also misting.
Let's just turn all of the water on the entire planet into Rawat. No problem.
Fuck yes. Fuck us all up. So hard.
Frat bro genie wish.
So yeah, that remains the challenge, is figuring out the optimal two-stage delivery system, right?
But again, maybe some adults can help us with that. We don't have to do it ourselves.
Yes. I would love to stop calling them adults.
Well, okay, because so here's an idea.
Character thinks of herself as an adult.
What does the Ruladrin stage look like in a mass production situation? Just making lots of Ruladrin and
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Well, we got Nara on board for that. We're working with Nara, and technically, Vons does have the recipe for Ruladrin.
Yeah, I suppose he does.
Yeah, yeah. We forget about a lot of things that happened. Right.
So
more than 30 episodes ago.
So one idea. Well, I don't know if the Shadow Corrupted are big drinkers. Do we have any idea about that?
No, they're not. They don't consume anything.
They don't consume anything. So then they're not going to consume this on their own. Do they drink water even?
No.
Mm.
No, we didn't have to feed or water Shad at all.
Do we notice if they breathe?
You don't know for sure.
Really? In all that time? Okay.
You've never really stood up and snuggled up close to one enough to find out for sure.
Fair.
I feel like it is hard to tell, especially because the shadow is so swarmy.
Yeah. Yeah. And also it could still mimic. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. You certainly have no idea if they need to breathe or not.
Right.
So they don't eat. They don't drink. They may or may not breathe. That really reduces the number of introductory vectors that we have for this. Well, for anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, like, we getting more research into, like, trying to, like I said, make it not the sort of thing that it has to voluntarily be done.
Sure.
I think is kind of the only way we're going to make any kind of dent.
Yeah, reducing their numbers one at a time doesn't seem super efficient.
No.
This all seems like stuff, though, that we can, like, talk out with other folks, though.
Yeah, and some of this can tick along in the background, too.
Yeah.
We have to solve this entire problem right now. And there are other characters that can do research and try to think of ideas while you are busy.
Yeah, I was about to suggest
maybe... Council on board and Bjortels and...
Yeah, I was about to suggest that maybe we set up some kind of a surveillance group to watch them from a distance and report. Maybe they'll discover something. We've only, like, fought these things. We haven't exactly observed them on safari or anything.
So Professor Jenkins actually has, and probably a few other of the various Jenkinsons over the years. So they can put their heads together and see what they've observed and see if they come up with any smart ideas.
Cool, let's put the college students on it.
No, the college students almost died the last time that they were in a, like, even minor monster combat situation. So I would love to not get them involved. I'm just saying, they're not.
They can be working on the whole delivery system thing, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think that's pretty much the plan figured out, at least enough for now. The last question is, just because you mentioned Jaspar at one point, do you want to summon him over here to talk to Shad while you guys are off doing other stuff? Or do you want to grab anything from the... Yeah. Or do you want to grab anybody or anything from that other forward base?
You mean second base? Yes. I think definitely just Jaspar at the very least. And pretty much just because Jaspar is, like, a person who looks and can speak like... Suyol.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that message can just get passed along. You guys don't have to manually do that yourself.
Okay.
Because they have semi-regular contact with that, the second base. Supplies, trading rates, things like that. Okay, cool. So then you guys are all on your way back to the Ark.
Yeah.
Sounds like. So there's a teleportation circle right here. So that's very convenient. It also means you can avoid the weight limit, not have to worry about making Wealthy poof back and forth several times over the course of a few days.
Yeah.
You'll end up in the maintenance tunnels, but you know your way out, so it's not too big a deal.
Should we get Mitt and the other automaton? Like, maybe they need an oil change or something?
I mean, we can just bamf back and forth between Jenki's base and second base.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and folks at second base, like Mitt and Mitt's automaton pals, can also come here and be like, hey, we need help, and or to go back to the arcs and then go through the other circle. So
yeah,
they will not be trapped here without your assistance.
Ah, cool.
Okay, so you guys go. You head to the teleportation circle.
Uh-huh.
Craig warns you that because they started up a new one, you know, just down the hall, things can be a little janky first time through. So just, you know, it's probably fine if you get a little nauseous or something, just that's not unexpected.
Okay.
And you guys bamf up to the arcs. And it felt a little weird for a teleport. And
oh, God.
You kind of feel like you have a sense of deja vu about going trick-or-treating or something. And then you're at the arcs in the maintenance tunnels. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Yay!
Yay!
All right.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. think you just speak common and fox folk.
I also speak just like up by your class. And
we've evolved way past normal character.
And
sheets.
I figured that, but like maybe at some point.
Yeah.
I know that I also speak thieves cant.
Okay. All right. So yeah, wealthy.
Oh, yes. And common fox and thieves. There it is. Jesus. Okay. Sorry. It was written in words.
I don't know what else you were expecting. But all right. So wealthy and Grix.
Symbols.
Yeah.
You understand.